Chapter 8. Inspector Slack was at the police station, and soon we were sitting opposite Lawrence Redding. "Now," Melchett said, "you say you went to the vicarage at about 7:15. You found Protheroe there, argued with him, shot him, and left."
"Yes, I killed Protheroe."
"Ah. Well," Melchett replied, "how did you manage to have a pistol with you?"
"It was in my pocket."
"You took it to the vicarage?"
"Yes."
"Why?"
"I always take it."
"Why did you change the time of the clock?"
"The clock?"
Redding seemed confused. "Yes, the hands pointed to 6:22.
"Oh, that, yes. I changed it."
There was a noise outside. A constable brought in a note. "For the vicar. It's very urgent." I tore it open and read, "Please, please come to me. I don't know what to do. I want to tell someone. Please come now, and bring anyone you want with you. Anne Protheroe." I showed it to Melchett. As we all went out together, I looked over my shoulder and saw Lawrence Redding's face. His eyes were looking at the note in my hand, and I have never seen such pain in any human being's face. As we walked over to Old Hall, I told Melchett and Haydock how I had seen Redding and Mrs. Protheroe kissing in the studio. When we got there, a manservant opened the door. "Good morning," said Melchett. "Will you tell Mrs. Protheroe we are here? Then we would like to ask you a few questions." The servant hurried away and returned to say that she would see us soon. "Now," said Melchett, "was your master here for lunch yesterday?"
"Yes, sir."
"What happened after lunch?"
"Mrs. Protheroe went upstairs for a rest, and the Colonel went to his study. Miss Lettice went out to a tennis party. Colonel and Mrs. Protheroe had tea at 4:30. At 5:30, they were driven to the village. Immediately after they had left, Mr. Clement rang up, and I told him that they had gone out."
"But Mr. Redding did not come to the house yesterday," said Melchett.
"No, sir."
"Did anyone else come?"
"Not yesterday."
"And the day before?"
"Mr. Dennis Clement came in the afternoon, and Dr. Stone was here, and a lady came in the evening."
"A lady?" Melchett said. "Who was she?" It was a lady the servant had not seen before, and she had asked for Colonel Protheroe, not Mrs. Protheroe. "How long did the lady stay?" Half an hour, he thought, and yes, he remembered her name now. Mrs. Lestrange. We were very surprised by this, but at that moment, a message came that Mrs. Protheroe would see us. Anne was in bed. Her face was pale, but had a strange, determined expression.
"Thank you for coming so quickly," she said. "Once I had made the decision to tell you, I wanted to do it as soon as possible. So, Colonel Melchett, it was I who killed my husband."
Colonel Melchett said, "My dear Mrs. Protheroe."
"It's true. I hated him. And yesterday, I shot him."
"Did you know, Mrs. Protheroe, that Lawrence Redding has already confessed to the crime?"
Anne nodded. "He's in love with me. It was very good of him, but very silly."
He knew that it was you who killed your husband?
Yes.
How did he know?
She paused.
I told him. I don't want to talk about it any more.
Where did you get the pistol, Mrs. Prothero?
The pistol? Oh, it was my husband's. I got it out of the drawer beside his bed.
And you took it with you to the vicarage?
Yes, I knew he would be there.
What time was this?
It must have been after 6, 6:15, something like that.
You took the pistol meaning to shoot your husband?
No, meaning to shoot myself. But I went to the study window. I looked in. I saw my husband. And I fired.
And then?
Then I went away.
Did anybody see you entering or leaving the vicarage?
Yes, Miss Marple. She was in her garden.
She closed her eyes.
I've told you everything. Please go now.
I'll stay with her, Dr. Haydock whispered to Melchett,
while you make the necessary arrangements.
As Melchett and I left the bedroom, I saw a thin man come out of another room along the passage.
Are you Colonel Prothero's personal servant? I asked.
Yes, sir.
Do you know whether he kept a pistol anywhere?
I have never seen one.
Not in one of the drawers beside his bed? The man shook his head.
He didn't have a pistol. I would have seen it if he had.
I hurried down the stairs after Melchett. Mrs. Prothero had lied about the pistol. Why?